With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The FBI says crime decreased in every category in 2024.
A new FBI report says that violent crime in the U.S. fell 4.5% last year, while property crime dropped 8%. The FBI statistics also show that murder and non-negligent manslaughter fell nearly 15%. Reported hate crimes decreased 1.5%. The 2024 report is based on data from more than 16,000 agencies, or more than 86% of those agencies in the FBI's program. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The first American pope is popular in the U.S., but Trump administrations don't fare as well. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Topping the list in Gallup's annual polling on top newsmakers is the Chicago-born Pope Leo XIV. He has the most positive image among more than a dozen national and global figures. Ukrainian President Zelensky also has a favorable rating among Americans. Meanwhile, the Gallup survey shows Trump administration officials are viewed negatively. Both President Trump and Secretary of State Marco Rubio have a net favorable rating of negative 16%. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Texas and California are at the center of a national political power struggle that could reshape Trump's second presidency, and the battle could last months. In Texas, Republican lawmakers are trying to redraw congressional districts to please President Trump, but Democrats are delaying action by leaving the state. In California, Democrats are maneuvering to counter Trump's Texas play by boosting Democratic House seats in the liberal-leaning state. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 62 points. This is SRN News. A leading Christian school in London is out of business.
Officials with Spurgeon's College say they're closing their doors permanently after 169 years due to a lack of funding. The school was founded by the legendary pastor Charles Spurgeon in 1856 as a place for clergymen to study. It was affiliated with the Baptist Union of Great Britain and trained pastors from the United Kingdom and around the world. Officials say a decline in enrollment added to a financial crisis that could not be overcome. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Senate has confirmed Andrea Lucas to another term as commissioner of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The move indicates Republican support for her efforts to root out diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and the federal government's promotion of transgenderism and protect religious freedom in the workplace. Lucas, who was first appointed to the EEOC in 2020. This is SRN News. An outbreak of Legionnaires' disease in New York City.
The outbreak has killed two people and sickened 58 since late July. The disease is a type of pneumonia caused by the bacteria Legionella, which can grow in warm water and can spread in building water systems such as showerheads, hot tubs, and cooling towers. Symptoms usually develop 2 days to 2 weeks after exposure and include cough, fever, headaches, muscle aches, and shortness of breath. Legionnaires' disease can be treated with antibiotics. If untreated, people can suffer complications and even die. John Scott reporting.
A second minor earthquake has rattled the New York metropolitan area within 3 days. The 2.7 magnitude quake struck Tuesday afternoon near Hillsdale, New Jersey, northwest of the Bronx. There were no initial reports of damages or injuries. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.